Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know what in the hell is going on with Daniel Jones. Is yesterday, you know, they're signing Jake Fromm or whatever off of practice squads and stuff and making sure that they have an insurance plan. And then we're hearing about how it's going to be Mike Glennon, and then he might be out for multiple weeks, and then there might be a, you know, a season-ending neck injury, and then all of a sudden he's out there practicing. So what that says to me, more than anything, is that Daniel Jones knows the pressure that is on him, understands the spot he is in, and feels like he has to play through this if he can. Because him missing games is not adding to that resume to keep him around, that's for sure. And we're talking about the Giants at the top of drafts. I mean, for crying out loud, you know, not that they're right, but, you know, there's people behind that tankathon site that have them taking a quarterback. You know, we took calls yesterday, talked about Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers and everybody else. I mean, Daniel Jones is no dummy. He went to Duke, for crying out loud.
Well, you know, if he is hurt, we've watched now over the last couple of weeks, quarterbacks really struggle playing while they're hurt. Russell Wilson happens to be one of those quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield happens to be one of those quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson coming off of the COVID list, he also got hurt before the COVID. You know, and they're all playing like crap. They all are. And, you know, it's one of those things where if he's out there and he's hurt and he's playing, he's doing it for his teammates, he's doing it for his coaches, and he's trying to do it for the organization, hopefully win a game in Miami. But I also would say that, and knowing going through this myself, man, you just got to – if he doesn't put up great numbers, everybody's going to be, you know, pissing and moaning about that whole thing come Monday morning.
Yep.
And you got to realize if he's playing hurt, he's playing hurt, and he's going to be compromised. I don't care what anybody says. Even Aaron Rodgers with his small little toe and the whole situation there. I mean, you know, he's playing hurt too. Like the whole league is playing hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little different when you're a quarterback and you got to throw and you got to try to stay loose and you got to be able to run and you don't want to – you certainly don't want to compromise yourself. But then again, if you're on the field, nobody's going to feel sorry for you.
Now, I don't think you were in this type of situation at any point in your career where you had played 3 years and it was had only gone okay and your future was in doubt. But try to put yourself in the shoes of Daniel Jones in this particular moment. Wouldn't you do anything and everything to be able to play because your future isn't down?
Yeah, I always talk about the insecurities of the athlete.
Yeah.
And we all had them. Now, it's a little bit different in this generation just simply because the money is so much more significant than it ever was with us. And we also had a different mindset. You know, we weren't empowered athletes as they are today. And good for them. I mean, I'm happy for all of them, and I want them to make the money. And what the hell we went on strike for in 1987, especially in our sport. So I'm happy for them, but I also know that the internal insecurities that all great athletes have are probably percolating right now for Daniel Jones, and I'm sure for Baker Mayfield, and I'm sure for Russell Wilson. You know, they're all trying to do their best being injured, and they want to be on the field, and there's a machismo that's attached to it.
Yeah.
You know, you want to show your teammates that you're going to bear the brunt of whatever you're dealing with to be out there with them. So there's also that aspect to it as well.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel Jones looks at the rest of the season as an opportunity for him to establish himself and remain the starting quarterback of the Giants. And if he's missing games, that's the worst case scenario.
I'm telling you, I had a really severe ankle injury in 1994. We were playing, I told you this, Thursday night, we were playing against the Bears. Alonzo Spellman at the bottom of the pile, you know, just basically almost ripped my foot off. And I had a high ankle sprain, and I missed the next game. So we had a 10-day period until our next game was in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And we should have beaten the Cleveland Browns. We were a better team, but I didn't play in that game. We lost the game. Now, all of a sudden, Pete Carroll's our coach. You know, every day he's asking me, can you play? Can you play? Can you play? And I'm like, I could barely move. And then they finally come up with some fakakta way of allowing me to protect my ankle with a kind of a soft cast, which was the weirdest thing ever. But he wanted me dressed on the sideline. He goes, you got to be dressed and you got to be on the sideline. It's the whole mental game with the team, right? And I want to say we went and played the Colts the next week after playing the Browns, if I remember correctly. And I think we won the game 6-3. I wasn't expecting to play at all. I could barely move. And after about two series, he said, you're in.
Do you think that he's learned from that?
No, I don't. That's why Russell Wilson's out there playing. I don't think Russell Wilson's 100%. You can't sit
Russell
here and
Wilson
tell me.
Russell Wilson also wants to play right now, too.
Well, I wanted to play, too. That's the thing. And this is why it is imperative. And in my generation, we were the ones that decided whether or not we played.
Yeah.
This generation, it's a conglomerate of doctors and trainers and everything else that decide whether or not you can play. And I always say that the athlete is always their own worst enemy because we want to play. We want to be out there. And when I watch Russell Wilson, just watching him, I mean, balls are sailing on him. They're, you know, and he, you know, you could tell he's not 100%. You could just see it. Like, he's off.
Yes.
Because that finger is not right.
Yeah, CBS Sports Network playing some highlights or lowlights from the game against Washington, and it's clear. He's just not himself.
He's not himself. So you respect the guy for being on the field, but then you're frustrated by his performance because he's not 100%.
That's what we might get from the Giants, Daniel Jones.
It could be. I mean, it could be if he plays and if this neck injury is as significant as we thought it was yesterday. But if he's practicing, that means he's playing.
Let's go to Bill in Neptune, New Jersey. What's going on, Bill?
Morning, boys. How you guys doing?
All right, Bill. What's happening?
I have a Giants point. Boomer, I wanted to ask you a question about the situation. Mm-hmm. So everyone's been talking about Daniel Jones, the Giants offense, the porous line. Obviously, I've seen some reports right now that the last game, the offensive play calling was done by committee. I don't know how true that is or how much Kitchens was involved in the play calling. But, Boomer, when a new offensive coordinator comes into play, now, granted, he's been on the team, he's been a coach on the team, how long does it take them to integrate a new scheme into the play calling, and how much of a percentage do you think Jason Garrett's system was still in play?
No, his system is the system that they've been taught since, you know, Jason got there, and that's what they're all going off of. And it's just when you change offensive coordinators, it's about changing the way a guy may call plays or a way a guy may design plays to get other people involved. So if they're frustrated that Kenny Golladay is not getting the ball enough, then the edict goes to Freddie Kitchens. Hey, listen, man, we got to get him involved. We need to create plays for him, call plays for him, and we got to be more aggressive to get him plays. You know, so it's just a different way of calling plays. They're not changing anything because they're in the middle of a season, and there's no way that they could teach a whole new scheme. The other thing that they're doing is that they gave Daniel Jones one of those wristbands, and I believe that that's because that they've been having problems with the headsets. And if you're having problems with the headset, you have to have a plan B. So if the headsets go out, they could just look over to Daniel Jones and signal him a play on his wrist. That's what I'm assuming.
I can't believe that still is going on. I mean,
well, it may be that we're just not hearing as much about it.
Well, yeah, because as soon as Joe Judge said it, it was like an explosion went off.
Well, but it was true. And then I told you it was true because I called around, and because the frequency was sold from last year or however many years they were using that frequency, they had a new one that they had to create this year, and they're having all sorts of problems all over the league, not just with the Giants.
Yeah, no, it was everywhere.
I think that's one of the reasons why they also gave Daniel Jones the wristband. That, and maybe it's a cleaner communication for Daniel Jones. I'm not really sure, but I'm thinking that's why.
Let's go to Mike, who's out in Indy. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike from Indianapolis.
Oh, it's Mike from Indianapolis. What's going on, Mike?
All right. Is that Gio?
Yes, it is. It's Boomer's here if you've got a question for him.
Yeah, I do. So I'm a Midwest guy. I get up and watch you guys every morning. I'm going to treatment today. Okay. Kind of got an alcohol problem.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, we hope that you have success with that. We're rooting for you.
No, it'll be all right. But, hey, Boomer talked about that. So, you know, the Major League Baseball lockout in 94.
Mm-hmm. It was a strike in 94.
I just turned 43 on Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember 94. And Boomer was talking about the lockout in 87.
Those were strikes. 94, 90, 94 and 87 were strikes. This is a lockout, meaning the owners are keeping the players out. The strike means the players are keeping themselves out.
No, I get it. But who does Boomer side on?
I was a player rep for the Cincinnati Bengals in 1987.
Yeah.
I was also the highest paid player in the league in 1987, making $75,000 a game. And threw away 4 game checks.
And sat in front of a bus.
Damn straight I did.
That's right.
Fighting for my team and for the future of the league. And by the way, a lot of players are benefiting from today.
What compels a person to tell two stranger radio hosts that they're on their way to treatment for alcohol addiction within the first 30 seconds of talking to them?
And his birthday was on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that too. It's a strange thing. You know?
Yeah, I still wasn't sure what he was trying to get to.
Neither did I.
Maybe he just needed somebody to talk to.
That's probably what it was.
And we're here.
And we're here for you. Yeah. I mean, it's not great radio for you to just talk about yourself like that if you're Mike from Indianapolis, but...
But if you need help, we're here for you.
Yeah, sure. We'll try.
Every which way we can.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I was a little ticked off last night.
Why?
At the Ranger game. You know, I was sitting up there at the... Those 212 seats, they're great seats. The first row, so they overlook everything.
Sure.
And they're great seats. We were like right on the blue line.
Are you getting bombarded by people?
No, they were great. People, huh. I think people around me knew I was there, but they're all hockey fans. They love the game.
It's like Drake in Oklahoma City last night, just hanging out.
Yeah, just hanging out.
It's great. You know, just walking through. But there was a fight, of course. There was some Ranger fan just beating the crap out of a Flyer fan outside the bathroom. Of course. So that was interesting. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the reason I got ticked off is like, I got these monitors. They get the monitors in front of you.
Yeah.
So you have the big screen, you know, replay board and everything. Yep. Scoreboard is great. But you also have these little monitors in front of you. And I'm like, all right, this is a couple $1 billion put into this building. So they put these monitors there. Their monitors were freaking pixelating.
Uh-oh.
Pixelating, and then they were off, and then they're on. I'm like, what? This is like a distracting, annoying.
Time for a new building.
And the guy that I was sitting next to, nice man, he had these are season tickets of his. And he's like, man, I've been telling the Cardinal now for 3 years that these damn things aren't working right.
Huh. Wow.
I'm like, this is the world's greatest arena, and these crappy monitors don't work. So what did I do? I called my boy from Audio Interiors.
But did he drive to the Garden?
He was. Oh. I knew he was at the Garden.
Oh, okay.
What'd you tell him? Get in touch with MSG.
I said, get your ass over here and fix this.
Contract. Be their contract. They can contract you. You get a little business out of it.
So Audio Interiors will take care of it. They'll get it straightened out.
Nice.
And did he come over?
He wanted to. He goes, just tell me to see. I'll come over and fix it. I said, nah, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
That would have been great.
Come over and fix it. What if it's just broken and need a new monitor?
Well, he would have told me that.
Did he have his tools with him?
No, he doesn't need tools. He knows. I'll send him a picture of like a number that comes up on one of the cable boxes. Mm-hmm. And he'll like immediately know what that number is. Like, yeah. I got to go searching for it on Google and can't find it.
Yeah, well, that's he's
like,
an
what
expert.
What does 6219 mean on a freaking cable box?
Niner.
You go, your cable box is blown. You need another one.
Must be nice to have someone like that at your disposal at any moment.
But I was a little 24/7. Disappointed, man. I was like, you know, I was really looking forward to sitting in those seats with those monitors in front of me, and the damn things were pixelated.
Well, what do you need the monitor? That's why you're there in person is to watch the game. You need the monitor.
Well, because I saw that Reeves was not offside on a goal that Rooney would have had. I saw the fact that Dryden Hunt, you know, Braun goes down like a ton of bricks, like, you know, embellishing.
Nobody cares about hockey.
But that's what the Flyers have turned into. I'd rather hear Mike
talk about jockeys.
Philadelphia embellishing.
Hockey.
Yeah.
Hockey.
Why was I getting selfies from people that you went to the game with last night?
I have no idea. This guy seems to be like enamored with you.
Yeah. So I got a selfie from someone Boomer.
You know how you are with Jordan Davis?
I think that's how he is with you.
This is the season ticket holder sent you a selfie with Boomer?
No,
it was one of my buddies that went to the game with me.
Oh, okay.
Dimitri. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, this is he the hair guy?
No, it's not even with Boomer. No, it's just him.
It's just him. It's just
what does he want you to do with that?
I don't know. I just wrote
hey, look
back,
at me. I'm here.
I just wrote back. You're a psycho. That's what I wrote back to him.
Wow.
All right. I mean, basically, right?
Yeah. I don't know what you're supposed to. How are you supposed to?
I mean,
to respond
he was annoyed with the pixelating monitors.
Oh, I'm
too.
Sure he was.
So, who is this Dimitri?
He's the one who gets his balls and butt waxed.
But that's not how you know him. Like,
I play hockey with him. He's on my WASP hockey team. But that's also how I know about that other stuff.
Yeah. He's the one who waxes his sack.
That was a good clarification from Al there.
Yeah, but that's not how you know him. Didn't like meet him at the circus or something.
I don't know, but for some reason, he just keeps sending you.
Oh, no, I'm into Dimitri. I like Dimitri.
All right.
Good dude.
Okay.
He is. No,
he's a great dude.
No, I mean, he's fine. He's a really, really nice guy. He's just a little bit off, which is a good thing.
Well, we know a lot of those
Where's
people,
he from?
Don't we?
Where's he from? New Jersey, right?
No, Long Island.
Oh, he's from Long Island? Yeah. Okay. I thought he was from New Jersey.
No.
Oh, it was Randy and Aaron who took
I
the train.
I assume you were looking for him to give you a town, for a town in Long Island that you think is a little off. Is that why you're asking that?
Well, he's in South Shore, Nassau County.
There, oh, is he?
There.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Interesting. All right, very good. CeeLo, you got a sports update for us?
Yes, it's powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also sponsored by H.L. Gross Jewelers. Shop H.L. Gross in Garden City or at hlgross.com. But let's just start here, and I will take the L because I didn't dig deep enough. We took the low-hanging fruit, and we had our laugh at Evan's expense last hour, thinking he had been had with this SoftBank Hawks team and Freddie Galvis. So as we now know, it's a real team. And just as we were tipped off this morning, so was Evan yesterday.
Yeah.
Less than 15 minutes after all of his coworkers had laughed at him.
You owe me an apology.
I owe you an apology?
Yeah, so just get the apology over with, and then I'll tell you why.
I have no problem apologizing if I've gotten something wrong.
The Fukaka SoftBank Hawks... is a real Japanese baseball league team.
Yeah, okay.
What up?
Yeah.
What up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apologize.
Yeah, the what I could have done without the what up.
Me
yeah,
too.
All right, so here's the deal.
What up?
Well, what is going on around here? I mean, everybody's doing like these pre-show videos and all this other stuff.
Everybody?
Like this.
Yeah, Keith McPherson's a big pre-show video guy. Gets that stuff out there. Makes me want to do a pre-show video.
It's like Big Zoo. Big Zoo doing all that stuff.
Big Zoo.
Wow. Yeah.
What up, Knicks fans?
That's Bing Bong!
That's Big Zoo. Bing Bong!
Yeah.
We hear Big Zoo up in this bitch.
What is this?
That's Big Zoo. I miss those Big Zoo videos.
It's the youngins, man.
And then he starts chugging a beer. That's the Big Zoo thing.
You miss them?
Or a Twisted
Tea. I'm pretty sure he could bring them back for you if you asked.
I haven't seen it. I saw him like once in the last 3 months at Big Zoo.
That's what happens when the summer goes away, you know?
Yeah, that is true. You have some experience with that.
I do.
Do you not?
Yes.
You'll see
him
Monday the 20th.
I was going to say, I'm sure he'll be gracing us with his presence soon.
Okay.
Yes.
What do these guys do in between? That's my question.
He works the Sunday shift with Moose and Deal, the football show.
And he sells nitrous oxide balloons outside of the guard.
And then he goes to Morgantown, West Virginia, hits on the Cougars. That's what he does.
Is Big Zoo and an omission from our Christmas party? I was just thinking about this.
No.
Okay.
That was a very quick answer.
I mean, he was a big part of the program there for a while. He's worked a lot in the summer.
For a while, he was, but, you know, he's not a...
Hasn't earned it.
Not a lifer. We're not bringing Anthony Gallo.
I know. But
we could stick Anthony Gallo with a rookie bill. Like, we could make it like a whole big rookie thing.
You
and
can't
we can
do
just
that.
Stiff him.
No. You cannot do that. He's not around anyway. He's doing. Yeah. He's got some
he
wedding.
He didn't sign the rookie contract, you know, with $8 million guaranteed.
Yeah, okay.
No, didn't happen. No. By the way, it's Fukuoka. Just to
Fukuoka?
Settle that.
So. Fukuoka. But the way that Evan said it yesterday.
Of course. So that's what made it funny.
Yeah.
But to be fair to him, it was real.
Why do we want to be fair to Evan?
What up?
Maybe I want to be
it's
fair.
Me.
Yeah. Fukuoka, Bankhawks.
By the way, going to Japan playing for the Bankhawks, probably not such a bad move right now because obviously you've got the MLB lockout officially underway. First work stoppage since the end of the 94 strike. First lockout since 1990. Didn't stop Steve Cohen from signing 4 free agents over the span of a few days, though. They were introduced on Zoom yesterday. Max Scherzer from just outside the labor meetings in Windy Dallas said he chatted with Jacob deGrom shortly after he had his Zoom with Cohen, Sandy Alderson, and Billy Epler.
Get a state of where he's at, and came away happy with it, and the dream of pitching with him, we can do some great things together.
Now he is 37, as we know, he'll be 38 in July. This is a 3-year deal, so he was asked if it will be his final contract.
Crazier things have happened. I don't know. By the time I'm 40, at the end of this, I'll be 40. Who knows what life looks like at that point? I'm not going to make a decision on that.
And we had heard so much about, West Coast guy, he got traded to the Dodgers, he maybe wants to stay out there, and then there he was yesterday telling you, it's good to be on the East Coast playing in the NL East because my family lives in Jupiter, Florida, so I won't be that far from them. Port St. Lucie's not that far away, so it's just funny the things we hear about in these stories as far as how these guys make decisions, and the opposite turns out to be true. So that's just the way it goes.
He's also telling the New York State, tax board that, hey, by the way, I live in Florida.
Oh, of course. Could always count on you to cover the tax implications.
Don't audit me. I live in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Where my family is full-time.
Yes.
Florida.
He did. You're right. Yes. You know what? I didn't think of that. He's like, I don't have to take the kids out of school. They
can
stay there.
Right,
Florida. That's right, yeah.
Florida. We're in Florida full-time.
Yep.
185 days.
Mm-hmm.
Easy flight, New York, Florida on the
back
off
and
days.
Forth.
Yeah,
yep.
No problem. Ricky Ricardo does it.
Does he?
Yeah.
Ricky Ricardo for Super Jewelers.
Right. Five-star happy.
Yeah, five. Make your fiance five-star happy. That's a great read. That's probably the best read there is on the radio station. That voice of his.
I would agree.
It's unbelievable. He pops on there. I want to know what he's saying.
There you go.
All right. What else there? CeeLo?
Here's Steve Cohen. You can say whatever you want about me and the organization. We're just trying to get to the top of the mountain.
People have their points of views, right? And we're just going to go about our business and, try to create the best team we can. And I think, we're well on our way to doing that.
When did that become a thing now? Because I feel like a lot of people do the right.
I don't know. Over the last couple of years.
Yeah. It's just,
right?
Who started that?
Came out of COVID.
You think
we're blaming
it was
COVID for right?
Yes.
Yeah? Right.
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that there's so many talking heads on cable news networks now. And everybody, right.
Right.
Right. Probably, but who knows?
But Al's been doing that on the podcast.
No, 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 but not after what he says. He says it after what Jerry says.
Fair point.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
This is what people are now saying it after what they say.
Yeah, their own, like a rhetorical. Yeah. Yeah. So looking for some sort of acknowledgement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And they want positive reinforcement of course. As to what they're saying.
Yes.
Bingo.
When they say right, they're not looking for someone to say no, wrong.
You know, right, yeah, right.
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 Yeah, right.
I mean, if somebody does say right to you, you can just say, no,
no,
wrong.
Wrong.
You're wrong.
Yeah. And price is wrong.
Yeah. Price is wrong, bitch. Right.
Very good.
Yeah.
Here's Epler asked about the remainder of the offseason lockout aside, what else they might do or add to the roster. Wants to be careful not to mortgage the future for the present.
Would want to kind of balance that calculus, but we will remain opportunistic and look for areas to improve the club.
A lot of intellectual words from him in the early
game. Balance the calculus.
Calculus, yes. Last time we had the horizon last hour, and the World Series expectations or probability or whatever the heck it was. So
sounded like he wasn't making major proclamations, which is good, I think, trying to keep everybody.
Yes. We're going to win a World Series every year for the rest of your lives until you die.
And we're going to love all our players.
Yeah.
Come a long way.
Holy crap.
From Mickey Callaway and Brody
we'll
Van
Wagenen. We will see.
At least we think. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Here was Joe Judge out of Giants camp yesterday on the status of Daniel Jones.
We're not going to rule anything out right now. Daniel's going to be out here practice with us today. We expect him to practice tomorrow and Friday as well. We'll see what he can do. It's like any injury coming out of a game. We'll just see how it does.
This mysterious neck injury, which he didn't find out about until Monday. And he couldn't answer whether or not it was season-ending. We're not going to rule him out for Sunday. There's a lot of question and mystery.
I mean, you think about it. It's Freddie Kitchen's second play call, and he almost gets his quarterback killed.
That's right.
That is one way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. Maybe he would have not had Daniel go in there quite the way he did.
Yeah, but he made him run on the second play of the game.
Design run.
That's one of his attributes. You got to take advantage of it, no? You want to see him sit back in the pocket all the time?
I want to see him do what the freaking Mac Jones is doing in New England. That's what I want to see.
Fair. You mentioned Jones feeling like maybe he feels the pressure to get out there and play for him team for his team and himself. Here he was on theme yesterday.
I feel that responsibility to be out there, and you never want to miss games. As a quarterback, you never want to miss any time. So, you know, that's my focus is to get back and to be ready to play.
All right, very good. Daniel, hopefully you're healthy and all the best to you. Anthony in Union Beach, what's going on, Anthony?
Not much. I just wanted to tell like a little story about this weekend. Big Zoo was on the radio, and I hear him say, yo, my Jets did me dirty last weekend, but I'm going to take the Jets and the Giants, and I'm going to bet the parlay. So it made me laugh, so I just called up my son and I said, let's bet the Jets and Giants. And,
money line?
We bet them. Excuse me?
Money line to bet them to win?
Yeah, we bet the money line, which I didn't even know. I knew nothing about betting.
Wow.
And they both won. We won $3,000. Huh. I would have never like made the bet, but I was just laughing because the way Big Zoo was talking.
Wow.
Wait a second. I don't know anything about betting, but I bet enough to win $3,000 on a two-team money line parlay. How much did you put down?
$500.
Oh, yeah.
$500.
Two terrible teams.
Well, now he's got enough money for Christmas.
Jesus. Exactly. I mean, that's well, awesome, Anthony.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. My son knows about betting and everything like that. I said, well, what do you think? He's like, yeah, I like it. It was my money, but, you know, so he's like, yeah, I like it.
Of course, it was my money. That was great, Dad, yeah.
Well, good for Big Zoo getting it right.
I know. Did you send him a Venmo, Anthony, and say thank you?
Yeah, I gave it to both my kids for Christmas. I told them to split it, you know. But it was funny. It was just, I would have never actually made the bet. It's just the way Big Zoo was talking.
Look at that.
I didn't listen to the fan on the weekend. I don't listen during the week to you guys. And it just made me laugh. So
Big Zoo should be a touter. That's what he should be doing. Yeah, thanks, Anthony. He should be one of these touters.
Hey, like,
we could sell the front half of the CBS Sports.
And AG just checked in, said Big Zoo called the Jets-Titans victory.
Did he?
Yep.
Wow.
Well, how many did he miss?
Yeah, right. Does he just say the Jets are going to win every week, and so then when they do, he looks good? Is that how that works?
Sort of ruin the story.
Well,
so
we've been around here for a long time listening to guys about how much they won. They never talk about how much they lost. I'm Boomer Esiason. Thank you.
How about Anthony? I don't know anything about that. 500.
500 bucks. Must I don't know nice. Anything about games. $500.
Blue collar guy.
And he gave his kids each 1500 and they probably blew it on another game.
Like this knucklehead on the radio just said the Jets and Giants are going to win. So why not? 500 bucks. I called up my son, two-team parlay, won 3,000. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that works.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You were at the Garden last night. You were sitting with the common folk.
I wouldn't say the common folk. I would just say the real hardcore fan.
Blue-collar guy.
That's love, right. Because, you know, we went to the Islander Ranger game at UBS.
Mm-hmm.
How much of the game did I actually see?
No, you didn't see a lot. We were getting pulled on tours, which was great. It was awesome.
We were bombarded.
There was a lot of bombardment.
But that game was non-competitive, right?
Not really. Wasn't a lot of buzz either because the Islanders were missing so many people and players and all that stuff. But and it was a new building. It was the night before Thanksgiving. So it was more like a party atmosphere.
There was a lot of imbibing.
But last night, I wanted to go to the game and watch the game.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I'm surprised that people weren't all over you. Al's calling from Staten Island. What's going on, Al?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
All right, man. Al. What's happening?
Boomer, I just wanted to let you know I went to the game last night with my family. It's our first game we've been to since before the lockdown happened. And my sister and I remembered we've been going in 212 for about 10 years, and we knew that you sat in the section in the hundreds below us in previous years. And I said to her at one point, I wonder if Boomer's there. We were looking for you. We didn't realize that you were sitting right in front of us throughout the entire game. We didn't realize it right till the end.
Yeah, I didn't stand up much, only when we were cheering for the goals. That was the only time I really stood up. So,
yeah, you're actually in one of her videos when we were celebrating one of the goals, which was pretty funny. So we didn't realize it until afterwards.
Well, there you go.
I wanted to let you know I feel your pain about those video monitors. We've been in those seats for about 10 years, and it used to be that you'd be able to put MSG on one of them so you could see all the replays that people at home were seeing, and now you can't see anything except for the live feed. So I was complaining about the video quality, too, so I just wanted to let you know.
All right, good. We're all on the same page then, Al.
Yeah, what the hell is the point of that?
I don't know. I don't know what the hell the point of it is either. I mean, like, you would like to think that you'd be able to see what every – because what happens is – and I know that this goes on with a lot of people, no matter where you sit in these stadiums – that you have friends and family at home watching the game.
Yeah.
and people are watching the game, so they're texting you while you're at the game. And there were a couple times last night that are people watching MSG that are texting me, like Aaron, for instance. That wasn't offsides, or that was this. That shouldn't have been Dryden Hunt shouldn't have got thrown out of the game. And we're not seeing what they're seeing at home. And plus, this thing was pixelating in front of me, which is embarrassing.
Anthony C. tweeted us, said he saw the Foo Fighters a few years ago in MSG, and not only did the monitor go on and off, but the glass shattered from the sound. They came and put duct tape on it. The hell's going on?
Well, duct tape is a fix-all thing. You know, it's one of those things that you could use for anything.
Well, but, I mean, how much money does a garden have? Let's fix these monitors.
I don't know. You know, I mean, you got to remember that these monitors probably also get, because they're so tight, the seats are so tight, people probably need them and bang into them and all sorts of stuff. Yeah. They probably would have been smart just not putting those monitors there.
But now they're there and people want them to work.
Right.
Let's go to Greg, who's calling from the Jersey Shore. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, guys. Thanks for all you do every day. The Daniel Jones injury, man, when I saw that, it struck me as a real indictment of their running game, that you are actually having to create 3 yards in a cloud of dust with your freaking quarterback because your pathetic, underachieving running back, Saquon Barkley, who can't find the out-of-bounds quick enough, it seems like every play, isn't doing his job. Is there anything to what I saw or what I'm saying?
Man, listen, there are lots of mobile quarterbacks that get design runs when the running game is also effective. Like, think about the Baltimore Ravens. Like, they run Lamar Jackson crazy. Well,
Lamar Jackson is he is so fast and so quick. I mean, that's not who Daniel Jones is. And I'm not against Daniel Jones having running plays called for him, because there are some RPOs that they do run, mm-hmm. and he has had ability to make plays. But I really want to see him play the position the way that Mac Jones is playing the position. I want to see him play the position kind of the way that, you know, Josh Allen's playing the position. You know, you run a little bit, and you run, you know, when you see that everybody's turning their back on you and they're playing, you know, two-man or one-man, whatever they're doing, or they're blitzing and you get away from a blitz, and then you take off and you use your athleticism. But the way the position is meant to be played is from the pocket. It's from, you're supposed to be able to read a defense, get rid of the freaking ball in under 3 seconds, throw it accurately, and hit your guy in stride, and they have to catch it and make a play for you. That's the way the game is meant to be played. And that's where 90% of the plays are made.
Yeah, I mean, I hated when Daniel Jones went out for a pass. I hate when he runs now after the concussion. I don't like any of it.
I don't, look, I didn't run much when I played. They didn't call runs. They would call quarterback sneaks, and I hated those things, too, because you always got a helmet in the back. Always some jackass underneath the pile trying to rip the ball out of your hands. But, you know, we had sprints, like, right and left, and, you know, there was nobody open, you'd have to run with it. Do you realize that when I was in college, my first 3 years, as a quarterback, we'd have to turn and flip the ball to the halfback and lead around the corner? As a lead blocker along with the fullback.
You don't see a lot of that anymore.
How remarkably stupid is that?
Yeah, it really.
You were running option?
I was running an option. We ran like a veer, but it wasn't an option. It was turn around, pitch the ball to the fullback, to the halfback, out of the I formation, and the fullback and the quarterback would be the two lead blockers coming around the corner.
Well, in college, probably not so bad against most teams.
Oh, yeah, I don't know, Michael Dean Perry or, you know, Refrigerator Perry and Clemson and Lawrence Taylor at North Carolina. Yeah,
it wasn't so bad.
Yeah, a bunch of stiffs out there.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad.
Holy crap.
Let's go to Al, who's calling from Babylon. What's going on, Al?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up?
I have two things about the Mets. What are the issues about Marcus Stroman that no one's talking about? That they're saying that
Marcus Stroman has a mentality where it's like him against everybody else. And, you know, he used to think that we disliked him for whatever reason, which was a complete farce. I mean, I remember talking about him and having his back for a while. And for whatever reason, everybody in the media he disliked. So I think he created this sort of us against them mentality, which was not good for the clubhouse. And if you saw, you know, recently he liked a tweet that was calling Anthony DeComo, Mets beat writer, an ethnic slur. So, I mean, this is a guy who was screaming that everybody around him didn't like him for racial reasons and then liked a tweet like that. I mean, good riddance, quite frankly. I mean, and he was a really, really consistently good pitcher for the Mets last year. He was their best pitcher from the beginning to the end because DeGrom got hurt, and he was very good. But he just is so incredibly unlikable because of this victim thing that he has going on. And the Mets were tired of it, so they didn't want him back because of that. And if he had a better attitude, he would be back here. They would have signed him because he was easily, that good for him.
Easily he would have been back here. You know, I think it's a toxic situation, and even he recognized it when he said that he was the source, that he knew that he was not coming back to the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He knew it. He knew it 100%. He'll blame it on somebody else or something else. But he's gone now, and that's it. And,
right.
You know, Sandy Alderson wasn't. He was part of the internal issues, I believe, that were going on there at the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, and he's someone, too, that I adore because he went to a high school that was right by mine. My father actually went and graduated from that high school back in the 60s, and I wanted him to do well, just like I wanted Steven Matz to do well, and I was rooting for him and rooting for him. And then, you know, he would get tweets from other people saying that we were critical of him, and then he would say all sort of ridiculous stuff about us, and it was just insanity. Then he blocks everybody. He's just... You know, it's got to be exhausting being like that all the time, you know, and it's a shame because there were a lot of people that wanted him to do well, a lot of people that were rooting for him. I was one of those guys. I remember getting dropped off a bunch of his clothing from a business associate of his height doesn't measure heart apparel. I would wear some of it on the air. I supported him, but he's got this persecution complex thing that goes on. Where it's completely warped, and it got him out of New York. It really did. So there you go. If that's a pretty detailed answer for you, I would think.
Yeah, thanks. I agree. The other thing was a fun thing. I set an over-under for Max Scherzer for the next two seasons of 30 wins. Over-under.
Wins Man, don't matter.
They don't matter anymore. Yeah,
innings and starts matter.
And ERA matters.
If you told me 55 starts over the next 2 years, I would take it. Over.
Yeah. I mean, sure, and the wins.
That's what I want. I want the starts. I want him to take the ball. I want him to go, you know, his six innings, 6 to 7 innings. You know, and he also explained his dead arm issue there at the end of his run with the Dodgers. So basically he wasn't built up enough.
Even though there's a lockout and there might not even be a season, there still are World Series odds. What number on this list of World Series odds favorites do you think the Mets are?
Top 10.
Okay, definitely top 10.
Okay. Top 5?
Top 5 is right.
Okay. They're fourth.
They're third. They're tied for third.
Okay.
So it's Dodgers, Astros, and then Mets and White Sox are tied for third at plus 1,100.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where are the Yankees?
The Yankees are tied for fourth. With the Blue Jays at plus 1,200.
Man, the Blue Jays are a better team than the Yankees.
Yeah, that's very, very true. At this point, without a doubt.
Right.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And one. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.